I'm Michael Corrin, the climate coach at the Washington Post. If I never get another credit card offer again, it will be too soon. Junk mail is a scourge, not just for my inbox, but for the environment. Tens of millions of trees are cut down to send you all that paper each year. So I set out to stop it. Here's what happened. In June, I began tracking the junk mail I was receiving. A plea to embark on Princess Cruises, pre-approved credit cards from banks I never heard of, a furniture catalog from Lulu in Georgia. Some weeks, more than a dozen pieces of unsolicited marketing mail, otherwise known as junk mail, clogged my mailbox. I'm not alone. Mail volumes in the US peaked in 2011, but junk mail has continued almost unabated. Last year, roughly 63 billion catalogs, postcards, credit card offers, and coupon booklets arrived in America's mailboxes. That's 62% of all US household mail, reports the US Post Office. This takes a heavy environmental toll. The average American receives around 41 pounds of junk mail each year, according to the Center for Development of Recycling at San Jose State University, and much of it ends up in landfills. While recent numbers are hard to come by, the Sierra Club estimates 80 to 100 million trees are cut down each year to print junk mail, while cities and counties spend $1 billion a year to collect and dispose of it. So after years of ignoring or recycling it, I finally set out to get my mailbox as close to zero junk mail as possible. Services now promise to take care of the problem, and I tried several. After bracing for a many-month battle against marketers unseen, it took less than half an hour of work to get rid of most of my junk mail. The story of direct mail begins in 1835. Attempting to sway religious and civic leaders in the South, the American Anti-Slavery Society mailed out numerous anti-slavery newspapers and pamphlets in what is believed to be the first direct mail campaign, according to the Smithsonian's Postal Museum. The reaction to it, not unlike today's unsolicited mail, was swift, widespread, and hostile. But it took decades for businesses to figure out how to use direct mail profitably. The advent of the typewriter finally allowed retailers to send out cheap blasts of advertisements. Americans were soon flooded with flyers, postcards, and catalogs. In 1880, the USPS estimates these third-class mailings swelled from 301 million pieces to more than 6 billion pieces by 1930. In 2005, marketing mail finally eclipsed first-class mail, what people tend to use for letters, for the first time. Today, junk mail is a lifeline for the post office. In 1970, Congress withdrew taxpayer dollars for the agency, passing a law directing it to act like a business by covering its costs. But Congress still required the post office to cover inherently unprofitable businesses of running a nationwide postal system delivering to far-flung, often rural parts of the country without taxpayer dollars. Desperate for money, the USPS opened the floodgates by granting marketers preferential access to your mailbox at just one-third the cost of standard mail. Today, marketing mail generates $16 billion, 20% of the agency's revenue, and the majority of all mail sent in the U.S. This diminishes any chance the U.S., unlike the Netherlands, the United Kingdom, and Canada, will move to restrict junk mail anytime soon. The second reason your mailbox is stuffed with advertisements? They work. People have little choice but to sort through their mail. The post office estimates two-thirds of households read or scan their junk mail, while 11% say they respond to mailers. Given the large increase in advertising mail volume since 1987, states the USPS in a 2020 household diary study, it seems clear that US households read more advertising mail now than in the past. That's prompted businesses to spend about $225 per person in the US on direct mail advertising a year, according to a 2023 analysis of direct mail advertising by an industry research firm. Junk mail earns a better return than email, social media, or digital display ads, estimates the Association of National Advertisers. You can now choose to opt out of all this paper waste. New technology and do-not-mail registries have made it easier than ever. Ultimately, I found stopping most of my junk mail took me less than an hour over a few months. Here are three steps to do it. Your first stop should be the Association of National Advertisers, dmachoice.org. The National Service lets you stop delivery of catalogs, magazine offers, and other junk mail, such as mailing from charities, banks, and national brands. DMA Choice says this will stop about 80% of promotional offers, since marketers would rather contact people willing to receive their mail. You can register online for a $4 fee to stop delivery for 10 years, or by mail for $5. There were options to stop mail for a deceased relative and even electronic spam. The whole process took me about 5 minutes. Never want to see another pre-screened credit or insurance offer in the mail, which, by the way, also puts you at risk of fraud? You can opt out. The 1996 Fair Credit Reporting Act led to the creation of optoutprescreen.com. The website allows you to opt out for 5 years online or by calling 1-888-567-8688. To stop offers forever, you'll need to sign and return the permanent opt-out election form. The entire process takes a few weeks to complete, but it only took a few minutes to fill out the form. How to stop mail from specific businesses. For that, I turned to services able to take my name off mailing lists of retailers, marketers, and charities. Companies you've done business with in the last few years may still be allowed to contact you, charities may sell your name, and some just slip through the cracks. CatalogChoice.org is a nonprofit that has a list of 10,000 businesses and charities. It lets you automatically send an opt-out request to specific companies. Just search their pre-populated list for a company on their website, and a seamless click of the mouse sends the request on your behalf. Best of all, it's free. But for convenience, I wanted a smartphone app. So I bought an annual subscription to Paper Karma for $24.99. Or you can buy a monthly plan for just $3.99. It allows you to take a photo of any mailer. Algorithms then try to identify the sender based on the brand or logo on the envelope. You can manually correct any errors. And you can instantly send the advertiser an opt-out request via the app. The 15-person company says it has 100,000 businesses and growing in its database. Paper Karma is more like a concierge service, says Jeff Treigle, the company's CEO. We're adding thousands of new mailers to our database every month. If you've got a problem, we're phoning or emailing these people directly on your behalf. So how did it work? Not all my junk mail stopped. I'm still getting a trickle of mailers from businesses. But rather than get junk mail every day or so, it's closer to once or twice a week. I expect it will take a few more months before my various opt-out requests take hold. And some junk mail will always come. Local mailers such as coupons and grocery flyers addressed to current resident, as well as political candidates' election mail protected by the First Amendment, are not blockable. Overall, ending the pointless waste of paper was easier than I imagined. While I'll never stop it entirely, my only regret is I didn't try it years earlier.